producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is the good day program. So that means that it's better than the regular good day program, right? This is the good day program.
We should change that. It's the great day. It's a fantastic day program. It is phenomenal. That'd be a great name for a show.
My chiropractor he's very, effervescent. His demeanor, he's a pretty good sized guy. His name is Dr. Kevorkian.
Really? Yeah, a little luck of the draw.
Exactly. He's got a delightful wife. She's in the practice, too. So anyway, when you walk into the office and people say, "How are you doing?" "I'm terrific." And all the people around him, "I'm fabulous. Everybody's fabulous. It's so great to see you." You can't help but feel good when you're around the guy. So even if you don't feel well physically, you go on. He's very smart. Got a great business. Man, does he have a business and a half model, the way he works it. But he's personable. And everybody, he knows everybody by first name, comes into the place. And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people that go through there. But it's just, it's like everybody feels good. And isn't that what you want when you go? You want to go to the doctor's office and have yourself feel good when you walk out.
Last night, my son had they had a dance at his cotillion class.
Oh, it was a cotillion dance, yes.
Yeah, so all the boys.
He is so handsome, by the way. I just have to stop for a second, because you post pictures of him, like, all, you know, he might be squatting with the car or something, but you had a picture of him where he was all dressed up.
Yeah.
What a handsome boy.
Thank you very much.
Just like his mom. Hello.
Yeah, just exactly like his mom, for sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's the cotillion class, and they learn a couple dances, they learn etiquette, manners, blah, 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 all that stuff. And, you know, the kids, the boys begrudgingly go. But they're with each other. There's a group of them, so they're able to deal with it. So last night, you know, they have, you know, 100 girls and 100 boys, or 80 girls, 80 boys, whatever it is, and they do the dance. And at the end of the dance, all the parents are there to pick the kids up, and they're outside looking at all the kids dance, and what girl and what boy they're matched up with, and everything. And the lady who runs the cotillion classes says, "Remember, if you decide you're going to have a good time, you will."
Yep.
Oh.
That's a very good way of looking at it.
Because, you know, when you're 11 years old, you don't want to go to these things.
Yeah.
And that's what I told Sean when he walked in. Say, "Dude, just walk in. If you want to have
a
good time."
Did you say "dude" to him?
Yeah, when you're 11, you got to say "dude" to him. That's what they react to. If you want
to
have a good time, you're going to have a good time. Mm-hmm. Go have fun.
Have a good time. Yeah. Da-da-da-da. Okay. So, speaking of a good time, if you're in the mood to be an astronaut, this is a good time for you, because they're hiring astronauts.
To do what, exactly? Because didn't we kind of kill our space program?
We did, but there are a lot of private companies that are getting hot onto this.
You're
because
hot.
There's big money in it, amongst other things. It takes a big investment, but there are now three, at least, if not four. Bezos is in it, Branson's in it, and Musk is in it. All well-known American billionaires, American and European billionaires, and they want to be the first one. There's an Atlas rocket that's going up to the space station, 194-foot tall rocket. It's bringing cargo up to the spacecraft, going up this afternoon from Cape Canaveral. Key hardware, lots of supplies, Christmas presents, yes. NASA resuming commercial shipments to the space station. The last one was in April, I believe. So the pantry is empty. You've got to send a lot of stuff up there. But they also are sending Christmas presents up. The six people up there will be there for Christmas Day. The Air Force says that it's cloudy in Florida. Those of you who are listening on the Space Coast, you know it's pretty cloudy there today, but it's supposed to open up by tonight, so that'll be kind of a cool thing. I get very excited and enthusiastic still about our space program. It's one of the great, great, great positives if I get to Florida driving down there in the next couple of weeks, I want to stop there and spend some time. I haven't been there for quite a while. So, anyway, that's the story with the space program. Other than that, there are the usual murders and mayhem today that I'm trying my hardest to sort of stay away from, because I don't know that there's anything that we can do about it, and talk is cheap. Talk about this kind of stuff is cheap anyway. One of the things that's going on, though, in Washington, the Republicans are all there today. They're going to be speaking at the Republican Jewish Coalition. Meanwhile, behind the scenes, Republican leaders are urging any Republican who's up for re-election to have absolutely nothing to do with Donald Trump. Don't shake his hand. Don't call him. Don't be in contact with him.
Well,
stay away from him.
So silly.
It's the senatorial campaign, and they're basically saying embrace his kind of outside rebel, but stay away from
stay away from him.
You know what?
Stuff.
If these people are so whacked.
Yep, they're destroying
Donald
the party.
Donald Trump is getting 30-40% of the
maybe
poll
this is how a third party
of 15
gets started.
Candidates.
A legitimate third party
yeah.
maybe gets started out of this.
And you know what? He's not the perfect candidate, but to say don't shake his hand, I mean, that's just as unpresidential as people accuse Donald Trump of being.
By the way, the Senate today is dealing with No Child Left Behind, that ridiculously stupid federal law that came into effect when George Bush thought, oh, this is a great idea, and it was the most one of the many moronic ideas he came up with. So now they're going to try to scale back the federal role in education. Let's see how easy that is to do. Once you get one of these things going with all the bureaucrats and the, I mean, every one of those unions is going to be there lobbying the Senate. Don't kill this program. This is really important. When in fact it's ruined American education. All right. So that's my two cents on that. Dr. Ken Kronhaus in a moment with this week's medical news update on Good Day.
Music is a gift like no other. And this Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the best selection of gear. The season's best deals, plus doorbusters. Surprise them with a Fender Squire Strat with amp and accessories, just $149. Make the holidays more musical with a ukulele or a Toca Djembe drum, just $29. Or a Shure vocal microphone, also just $29. At Guitar Center, we'll help you give them their favorite gift this year. Black Friday doorbusters at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
As the saying goes, it's the most wonderful time of the year, but it can also be hazardous. Allstate's annual holiday home hazard survey is out. Here's Terry DeLenta of Allstate.
70% of adults acknowledge that things get riskier during the holidays. Less than 37% of people do something about it.
Many holiday hazards start right in your home. Home fires from fireplaces jump 196% this time of year, which can often be attributed to not having a fireplace properly cleaned and inspected. And fire from candles jumps 63%, so be sure to never leave them burning unattended. And more than half of those surveyed admit to overloading outlets, so it's no wonder electrical fires increase more than 21% this time of year.
We're committed to ensuring our customers and all consumers have a safe and happy holiday. This survey shows simple steps in planning that can make all the difference.
Check out allstate.com/holidaydecorator to find out more about potential preventable holiday home hazards and have a happy and safe holiday season.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Now, it's noteworthy time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is with us, one of the medical experts on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, to discuss some of the medical news of the week, research that's being done here, there, and everywhere. One of the things that is one of my pet peeves, Ken, is television watching, and usually my focus is on the youngsters who ought not to be exposed to computer screens, television screens until they're about 3. So I'm trying to figure out whether this the report here goes back to the effects of being exposed to TV when you're younger, does it not show up until you're middle-aged?
Well, it's especially acute at middle age. This comes out of JAMA psychiatry version this week, Doug. Young adults who watch tons of TV and spend more time on the couch than at the gym may end up paying for it with diminished mental performance in middle age. Low levels of physical activity and high TV watching in young adulthood are associated with worse mental function in middle age.
All right, so Richie, you're becoming middle-aged now with your birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, so maybe this is what's gotten into your brain.
Well, maybe.
Too much TV, too big, those screens, good God. All right, also brain news about how pot affects your brain.
It's not your father's pot. This is out of Psychological Medicine this week.
Smoking pot. I could never imagine my father smoking pot. Could you imagine your father?
Absolutely not. Never in a million years. But smoking high-potency marijuana might damage nerve fibers, Doug, that connect the brain's two hemispheres. Frequent use of high-potency cannabis, you know, this wasn't around 10, 20 years ago, significantly affects the structure of white matter fibers in the brain. The more cannabis you smoke and the higher the potency, the worse the damage will be.
All right, a lot of brain news this week from the various sources. Here is a focus on blood flow after you get a concussion in your brain.
Doug, your crystal ball keeps working better and better. This comes out of the Radiological Society of North America annual meeting. Some athletes continue to have reduced blood flows to their brains after clinical recovery from a concussion, which shows the effects of concussion may last longer than doctors think. Recovery from a sports-related concussion is generally judged by symptoms as well as with mental and neurologic tests. However, new research reveals that athletes show significant decreases in blood flow after otherwise appearing to recover from the injury.
Wow. Okay. The fact, this is something that has been really all over the place this week, dogs sniffing out cancer.
Animal Planet brought this to our attention. A dog's sense, Doug, of smell is about 1 million times greater than a human's, and sniffing out cancer may be the next big thing that we use our dogs for. By sniffing breath samples, dogs have had an amazing 88% success rate with breast cancer, 97% accuracy with lung cancer, and can detect colorectal cancer with 98% accuracy. Dogs are able to sniff out cancer due to their ability to pick up on volatile organic components, they're called VOCs, in the patient's breath. And scientists are hoping to identify and isolate the exact compounds dogs are detecting to create electronic cancer sniffing devices.
All right, Ken's a big fan of Neo 40 and the Super Beats products. You're a cardiologist. Why is this this has a major impact on people who have high blood pressure, right?
Absolutely. Nobel Prize winning research. You know, there's a third gas in the body besides oxygen and carbon dioxide. The red blood cells need to deliver oxygen to your body. Well, the red blood cells, we've learned, also carry nitric oxide, and they spray the blood vessels like pressing the garage door opener before they can get in to deliver the oxygen. If you don't have enough nitric oxide in your body, your blood vessels won't relax, so your blood pressure goes up, oxygen won't be delivered, so you'll be weak, tired. Your whole body won't be working well, including your sexual function and your immune system. So you need the building blocks to make nitric oxide, the dietary nitrates, and the folks at Neo have figured out a way to granulate beets and put it into capsules or a teaspoon of granular material so you can get your dietary nitrates.
It's really amazing stuff. So if you have high blood pressure, you ought to call 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. He makes sure his patients are exposed to this information, and most of them are on either Neo 40 or Super Beats. Same product. Neo 40, as Ken explained, is an encapsulated teaspoon of the Super Beats. And when you put it in your mouth, it melts right away, gets into your system right away, absorbed right away, so it can go to work and give you lots of energy. Then use the Super Beats powder in some water as a drink later in the day as a pick me up. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats and their special offers. Ask them about that when you call 800-655-4183.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid, Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
It's that crazy cat!
Yeah!
Rockin' Rudolph! Brian Setzer Orchestra here with the title track of his new Christmas album, his third.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
You can always tell it, shut up.
And did you ever you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
This is
they
cool.
Never let poor Rudolph go in a reindeer game. And one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? And how the reindeer loved him.
Fader down. What did you say?
That's having fun anyway. 25 past the hour. This is normally our Christmas star of the day position, but because
because we wanted to play Brian Setzer,
decided that he wanted to have Brian Setzer and Sharon Jones with the Dap Kings and Steve Cropper. So next up, just another Christmas song. I would have a harder time singing along with this one, Richie.
I'd like to hear this actually as the attempt.
What, me doing this?
Your version of this song.
As Richie's happy to tell you, I'm the whitest guy he knows.
Pretty much, yeah. He's got a funky little beard.
Sharon Jones diagnosed with pancreatic cancer a couple of years ago, underwent surgery and treatment. Last this year, the cancer had returned. She worked with her band anyway to release a Christmas album, which she always wanted to do, called The Holiday Soul Party. So this is not for her. I'm going to guess just another Christmas song. Probably pretty important. All right, Richie's dying to get into Steve Cropper, so let's get that in here.
Love it. Thank you.
Christmas song from Steve Cropper called Let's Make Christmas Merry, Baby. New collection of bluesy Christmas.
Let's make Christmas merry, baby.
Memphis Soul.
Let's be your Santa Claus.
Yeah. Maybe it's Santa.
Who's singing on this, Ken?
It's credited to Steve Cropper.
No. He's singing?
Yeah.
Really? That's not Lightning Hopkins?
I just want to slide down.
That doesn't sound
your
like Steve Cropper to me.
And fill your stocking full of toys.
I don't think he's got that much soul. Has he got that much soul, really?
Yes.
Has he?
He's the Blues Brothers, man. He's Booker T and the MGs.
But singing, you got it in the guitar. But,
yeah,
singing. I'm taking Kenny's word for it, though. He knows when it comes to this stuff.
Well, here's another voice. This is a different voice.
Yeah, you need a ride.
Very different.
You won't even have to bring your balls.
I want to go back to Rockin' Robin. I mean, Rockin' Rudolph. So, there's three new
Christmas guitar players in this segment. Thank you,
Brian Setzer and Steve Cropper.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
That was fun to say.
You would even say it blows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. And one foggy Christmas.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
What? Now you took a shot of it. What'd you say?
You sound great. They said you sound great.
Your nose so bright. Won't you guide my sleigh tonight? And all the reindeer reindeer. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
Oh, you go down in history. Good stuff. All right, so here we go. Richie, this was Richie's birthday present, in fact. Yeah. From you, Brian Setzer, Steve Cropper, with the Christmas tunes. And how are they doing on the Sounds of Christmas website that you produce, Kenny?
Brian Setzer and Sharon Jones are doing very well.
All right. Okay, I got to get behind Steve Cropper then. 28 after on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Zoetis. Zoetis, Inc. announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has granted the company a conditional license to market canine influenza vaccine H3N2 killed virus. Canine influenza H3N2 is a severe and highly contagious respiratory disease affecting dogs. This is the first commercially licensed vaccine to help control this disease. The first U.S. cases of CIV H3N2 were observed in Chicago, Illinois, in March 2015. Since then, there have been reports of the virus in 25 states, and the outbreak continues to spread. Because it can be difficult to diagnose, effective prevention is critical. Dr. John Coyne, Countryside Veterinary Center, Illinois.
We would rather prevent than we would treat. The clinical signs are devastating, and whenever we feel that we can prevent something, well, that's going to be much more preferred rather than treating.
For more information, visit www.dogflufacts.com. This product license is conditional. Efficacy and potency studies are in progress.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month, that's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Or maybe after I go through what I'm about to go through, we'll check my blood pressure. 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen of the Good Day program with Jennifer Horn.
Hello.
Rich McFadden celebrating his birthday.
Happy
at the controls
birthday,
in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. The guns used in the California shooting were bought legally. So what does that add to the story? More questions, not more laws. More questions about how people get them.
I don't think they know about all of them. I think just one of them.
How many
them they
do we
were
have? Any
check.
Idea how many were used? Or how many
for they sure, were they were. Guns. They had in the car that was pulled over and where their final shootout occurred.
Yeah.
I think there were two what they call long guns, so like automatic rifles, yeah. And then they had two handguns, from what I hear. Now, and then they also had the rollout bags, which are filled with explosives, and
like
they have
Jack
a lot
Bauer
of ammo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the place that they were living in, Redlands, it was like a bomb factory almost. Okay. I mean, they were really into making explosives at this place.
How does somebody not know about this?
Oh, somebody did, actually. Rich, did I tell you this on the air?
No.
I'll tell it to you again. A report with a different radio station in Los Angeles, KNX 1070. A news station was out in, you know, just talking to people in Redlands, talking to the neighbors. And this one woman said that she lived next door to them. It was like an apartment condo complex kind of thing. And she would see these guys, four Middle Eastern men coming in every night. And they would stay up late and she could see them working on something through the windows. Mm. And they would get lots of deliveries. She said lots of boxes, lots of shipments. But she was afraid because they were Middle Eastern that if she reported them, she would be considered a racist. And so she never said anything.
Great. Good for her. Congratulations.
See something, say something.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. So
I'd rather apologize than...
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Well, then when you get there, they start rumors and these guys come around and shoot you up. After the fact, so there's a lot to be considered there. All right, in food news, some of the largest food manufacturers and grocers announcing an initiative to provide you with instantaneous access, details, if you will, about thousands and thousands of products through your smartphone. What the hitch is here is what you're going to get for information is what they want you to have for information, not necessarily what the real story is with the food. So I bring you around to something that is going on in the U.S. Senate, and perhaps if you're really interested in your health and well-being, you'll do something about this. And I suppose the sort of the intermingling story here is that the Environmental Protection Agency has done something that's good for a change. You don't hear me say that very often about them because they don't do very much that's any good. But if you are interested in your food, the source of your food, how it's grown, how it's labeled, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, there is a new threat today on the right-to-know GMO front. Remember, the states want you, Vermont was the first state in the country to pass a law to inform you about genetically engineered foods. But Monsanto and their pals took the state of Vermont to court, and what they wanted to do has been thrown out by federal decree. So that now, because of this, you can't know whether your product that you're eating is GMO listed or not. Now, what has the EPA done that's good? They announced yesterday they are revoking the registration of Enlist Duo. Now, most of you have probably never heard of Enlist Duo, but me, being the farmer that I am, I know about Enlist Duo. So if you're worried about Roundup, Roundup is like ice cream in comparison to this stuff. This is so toxic. This is an herbicide that is so strong, it's basically Agent Orange. You know what Agent Orange is?
Yes.
What they used to kill most of the foliage in the Vietnam War. That's what this stuff is. It's Agent Orange. And they had approved, the EPA had approved Agent Orange last year to be used on genetically engineered crops, so that they would withstand whatever the new kind of bugs are that have been brought about because of all of this stuff. They basically enhanced the bug population by using Roundup and this other stuff. Anyway, so the EPA yesterday, a couple of weeks or months or so ago, they went to court. The public interest groups challenged the EPA in court. So the EPA says it realized it made a mistake. So the combination of these chemicals is harmful, more so than initially believed. So they are taking Agent Orange off the market, in essence. So that the essence of what we've got here is, the reason, by the way, it was thrown out is because of herbicide drift. Do you understand what that's all about? When the wind blows like pollination, the reason people are worried about GMO corn is because the wind comes along, blows what's on the silk of the GMO corn into the next field of non-GMO corn, and then it all becomes compromised. So, this may be worth celebrating or at least acknowledging, but as you think it through, or as you say, oh, this is pretty good, Monsanto and Dow and their big food allies are now working on a new plan to underhandedly approach the information that has heretofore been denied to Americans. You know, the Deny American the Right to Know Act is called the Dark Act. They pushed that through the House, but it is dead in the Senate. So now what they've come back with is a compromise, and that's why you need to get to the Senate because the compromise would require GMO labels on food products, but only if they are hidden in the code. So you won't be able to read. This is how devious these bastards are. You won't be able to read. You won't be able to just pick up the jar or the can or whatever it is and look at it and say, okay, this is what it's got in it. You got to have a smartphone with you to decipher what's on the code. So if you don't have a smartphone, you won't know. But that's their accommodation to Monsanto and Dow and all of the other cronies that they have. They'll manage this by, they'll say, okay, well, we'll give you this. So if you don't have a smartphone app to read the code, you don't know what's in it. You don't have a clue. So you have until, I think, the 19th of this month. By the way, this is from the same group that just approved salmon that's genetically engineered, what I call a frankenfish. Same bunch. That comes from a cousin of Monsanto. It's called GMO salmon.
That sounds delicious. Wow. Is that with the butter sauce? Or
the chutney sauce? Yeah.
These people are, I'm telling you, they're pretty smart, and they got a lot of money. And they're going to do what they can do to extend the value of their brand and do what the stockholders want them to do at your expense. So the only way to fight them is to kind of fight them the way, you know, maybe fight them the way they fight. Fight back on that same level, but it becomes very expensive. So you got to tell your senators to oppose this law, which is basically going to get in the way of what you know about the food that you buy. Did I explain it well? Is it understood by everybody?
I got it.
Yeah.
You got
it?
Yeah. Do you understand how insidious this is? How these people are able to work their way around? So if you call the Capitol switchboard, the number, by the way, is 202-224-3121 to urge your senators to oppose this bill that preempts state laws for labeling GMOs. If the states are allowed to do their own thing, pretty much everything will be okay, except in the states where Monsanto is headquartered and Dow is headquartered and, you know, these other outfits. I think that that pretty much tells the story. I hope that it makes sense to you, and I hope that I didn't become too passionate. Okay, so as long as we're celebrating science, sort of, or the lack thereof, I am reminded of what happened on this date in 1931, Richie, when the first of the big drug companies, Miles Laboratory, introduced Alka-Seltzer. It was thought of as a big deal, combining aspirin and sodium bicarbonate, which is basically baking soda. And this was the first thing to really combat colds.
Flop, flop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Flop, flop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Those speedy bubbles relieve your upset stomach and headache fast. For acid indigestion alone, Alka-Seltzer Gold. Oh, what a relief it is.
What a relief. Oh, my God.
Hey, wow. I wonder where that guy is now.
He's running the FDA. It's 44 past the hour. In a moment, Dr. Christian Cotti, who is a professor at the University of Nevada, focusing as a counselor on people who have rage, anger. How do we deal with our anger? Coming up next year on Good Day.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen.
As we approach the busy holiday travel season, Americans are bracing for long lines at airports and train stations. While hiccups are inevitable, there are alternatives to cut through the red tape of holiday travel. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
Consider ways to avoid unnecessary expenses during the holidays. Pack smarter to scale down on checked bags fees and bring snacks for the trip instead of buying them at the airport. These changes will help your wallet and increase your budget for holiday spending. I also love having a travel rewards credit card that's flexible enough to earn points on every purchase. With my Bank AmeriCard travel rewards credit card, I can cut through the red tape by having the flexibility to redeem my points on different travel purchases. It gives me freedom to plan holiday travel around my schedule so I can celebrate the season with my family where we want and when we want.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
46 past the hour now in the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have Dr. Christian Conti with us, who is a certified psychologist, an author, a professional counselor. So let's dig into this, Dr. Conti, the circumstances at Planned Parenthood in Colorado. Everybody knows that story, that attack, and now we've got this next attack. We have these things going on way too often. People are angry about everything, some of the simplest things, the road raids, the shootings. Let's go back to this Robert Deere character. He was a really violent guy. So how do you get guns is what people are at. And when they find out what the story is with this guy, how do you get a gun? And they're deeply disturbed people. And so how do they get guns?
Well, I mean, I think that that is it's probably a separate issue on the part that scares us, which is that they get the guns. They actually do get the guns. And this is a person who is so angry that he becomes singularly focused. So he's focused on one thing, and that is whatever he believes, thinks, or believes. And I think we saw the same thing yesterday with this act, and we're still getting more information about it in San Bernardino, but they are so angry that they can't see anything else but getting their form of justice.
Mm. Well, how do they get this angry, though? What goes on typically with the people who are this outraged?
Usually what happens is people don't either get challenged or don't allow themselves to be challenged. So for you and me and for normal people going about their daily lives, we may come up with a thought or an idea and have that idea be challenged. And maybe we don't agree with that challenge at first, or maybe we stop and think about it. But for some people, they do not allow challenges to their belief systems.
All right. So
when they don't allow those challenges.
Is this a result of us not being in touch, the mental health system breaking down? Is it a result of more drug usage, too much sugar intake? I mean, you can laugh at all that stuff, but those things do rearrange the molecular structure of your body and your brain.
Well, there are so many contributing factors. I'm not sure we'll ever be able to isolate one particular factor, but sure, there are certainly lots of factors that contribute to it. I mean, one of the things that I talk about a lot is how video games desensitize people because we're constantly practicing violence.
Yeah.
And look, what we practice, we master.
Yeah.
And so we're going to constantly practice violence. We're going to get good at it. And we're going to say that it's okay. We're going to permit ourselves.
All right, so is this an educational process? The law allows these things to be sold. In fact, they're big Christmas. God bless us all. Christmas is supposed to be the time of peace on earth, and yet all these damn things are being sold all over the place. Hardly one who believes really in the message of Christmas would buy one of these things if they thought about it and give it to somebody as a Christmas present, but yet there's a lot of stuff being sold.
Definitely, definitely. So, I mean, look, and people are afraid, and I can see how when you're afraid, you think, well, what can I do to protect myself? A lot of people say that. But then there are those people who are on the extreme, on the fringe, on the outside, and they are saying, almost as if they need to get even with the world.
Yep, get even.
That the world has wronged them.
Yeah, right. Everybody's got a problem. Richie, what is it you say? Everybody's offended.
Everybody's
in
always
some way, shape,
something.
Or form, we got a problem with everything. And that's been sort of skillfully inculcated into our thinking by the news media, much as anything else, and the popular
absolutely.
Media.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure. When media plays up one side over the other and plays into people have a natural tendency to go from one extreme to the other.
Yeah.
And so I think it's obviously, and it's a part of the system. I don't think it's anybody's fault, but I think media's natural job is to play up one side over the other.
Yeah.
And then that helps to create that divisiveness.
Bad education and not understanding how the brain works, plus the news media. What a Molotov cocktail that is.
All right,
really,
Dr.
Conte, thank you for helping us understand more into how these people work. Dr. Christian Conte here on Good Day.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobile and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobile?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
These two are twins, Prancer and Dancer. And this lad with the great big antlers is Comet. Spotted nose here is Cupid. This white-faced boy here, that's old Dasher. He loves to run, he does, he really does. He'd rather run than eat. And this noisy one with the floppy jowls, he's Vixen.
Easton, Richie. Christmas all over the world from the movie Santa Claus, the movie.
Stay on. Now and forever, you will bring our gifts to all the children in all the world. And all this to be done on Christmas Eve.
Kenny, tell me how good I am. Is that Burgess Meredith?
Yes, it is.
And Dudley Moore?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. All right, good. What else you got,
Richie? You win.
Thank you.
The thing about me is that I don't lack elf assurance. I'm not afraid to rock the sleigh.
Uh-huh. All right, so this is the Christmas movie from 1985. Dudley Moore brought a lot of smiles to a lot of people's faces. Very unique character. All right, so Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. We got into movie music. You get us into movie moments. We have movie news coming up in just a moment. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
When is your
your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Music is a gift like no other. And this Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the best selection of gear, the season's best deals, plus doorbusters. Surprise them with a Yamaha portable keyboard for just $69. Select microphone or instrument cables, two for $15. Or stuff their stocking with 12 sets of the Dario electric or acoustic guitar strings for just $25. At Guitar Center, we'll help you give them their favorite gift this year. Black Friday doorbusters at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
All right, let's get into Chuck Curry's head. We've had a few lapses this week because you haven't been here, Chucker, so let's get going with the latest movie news.
It's an interesting story that broke yesterday. Over 2,500 young actors have auditioned to play the young Han Solo in the Star Wars spin-off film that Disney's going to produce sometime next year.
Well, let's explain what this is. This is because people say, wait a minute, we don't want anybody but Harrison Ford to play this role. This is supposed to be a prequel, is it not?
Yeah.
Who writes these sorts of stories?
I know they got good writers writing them, and they're going to put. The game plan is to do a Star Wars movie every few years,
yeah,
and then a spin-off film in between. So some character in the Star Wars universe is going to be featured on the.
Oh man, are they going to milk this?
Every year.
There are 25. Listen to this. Yeah. 2,500 actors.
Yeah.
Have met on the project to try to get themselves into consideration. I think earlier today, Kenny and I were talking about getting an unknown actor. Are most of these actors, Chuck, are not known to most of us?
Most likely, I would say probably 98% of them are unknown. And I would almost bet the actor who gets the part will probably be an unknown.
Yeah.
But
Harrison Ford was unknown, wasn't he?
Really?
No, I mean, he'd been
American Graffiti.
Yeah, but nobody really knew him from that per se.
So I don't know if you know this, but Kurt Russell did a screen test to play Han Solo back in the day.
Really?
Yeah, I heard that.
And I actually think, I know this is revisionist history, and Harrison Ford is Han Solo, but Kurt Russell would have been really good.
You think?
I think he would have.
Yeah.
All right, so the story about the hunt for the next Han Solo is at DougStefan.com today. You want to check out how that all is going to work. All right, what else you got, Chuck?
And by the way, if nobody knows, it's 14 days till Star Wars The Force Awakens. Open on the 7th.
You got your tickets? You have your tickets?
Well, it's playing at my local theater, so I know I'll get it.
Coming in the back door, yeah, okay.
Exactly. One other bit of news, Iron Man 3 director Shane Black has submitted a script to a sequel to Predator, the original Predator. That would be the fourth Predator film. And also Ridley Scott prepping a new Alien trilogy over at Fox. So we're going to see more Alien, more Predator. The same old is new again, and I don't think, Doug, that is ever going to change.
Right, because people will always take a good idea and ruin it with another sort of knockoff.
And
right?
Also Universal is targeting, I didn't report this last week, Angelina Jolie, the star in their Bride of Frankenstein movie. And the concept is they're going to do that, a Van Helsing, a Mummy movie, Dracula, and also the Wolfman. And then the ultimate game plan was to take those characters and combine them all in one movie.
Good God.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if we got somebody shoot 'em ups. Oi. All right, Chucker, good job giving us the behind-the-scenes story on a number of things that affect those of us who love videos and DVDs, movies, that sort of thing. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.